Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 488 for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower Thursday, taking direction from the U.S. soy complex. Canola values were anywhere from $2 to $4.40 weaker. The most active November contract was down $4.40 at $516.40 per ton. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker against its U.S. counterpart, which made canola slightly less attractive to buyers overseas. Malaysian palm oil futures were lower, which contributed to the declines, while both specs and commercials liquidated some positions. However, European rapeseed futures were firmer, which limited the losses. Traders are still waiting to see the CWB's findings from a crop tour being conducted this week across Western Canada. So far, the tour has seen many drought-stressed fields in parts of Saskatchewan and Alberta, while Manitoba is generally looking better. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 10 to 15 cents, with the most active November contract down 15 at $9.80 a bushel. Lukewarm demand for soybean supplies weighed on prices. Last week's net sales hit just 322,000 metric tons in the U.S. Up to that point, some analysts had been predicting 800,000 tons would be sold. Cheaper supplies from South America have cut into the U.S. exports. Corn finished mixed, with the most active December contract finishing slightly higher at $4.13 a bushel, while the more deferred values ended slightly below unchanged. Disappointing export sales and forecasts calling for good weather across much of the U.S. Midwest pressured values. According to the USDA, last week's net corn sales were down 54% from the four-week average. As well, commitments from buyers overseas are down substantially. Chicago wheat futures were higher after last week's sales figures came in stronger than expected. Prices were anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, with the most active September contract up 4 cents at $5.21 a bushel. Technical selling and losses in corn and soybeans limited the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago market for Thursday, July 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.